Of all things, a friend of mine in my church choir, he and his wife said they were coming to Yuma to look at some property that they had here. And I said, really? I said, that's really strange, because I'm coming for an interview in August. So we went together, and we actually stayed in a motel on 4th Avenue, and it's hard to forget, because here it is midnight, we're sitting out by the pool having a beer, and it's like 95 degrees. And that was my first introduction to Yuma, of course. And after that, we went back home, and then my wife and I drove back out for an interview. And for the interview, both of the music people were out of town. It was really late in the year, and I know they were trying to find someone to fill the spot. So the interview I had was with Glenn Maley. He was, I think, dean of instruction at the time. So I met him, and we went over to the little theater. There was a piano on stage, and my interview involved playing the piano for him. So I don't remember what I played, but I played something. And we got out, and eventually they finished the interview. And when we finished that, my wife was still in the building. Dottie was still around somewhere, and I went and found her, and I said, listen, they're going to offer me the job. They haven't said so, but they're going to offer it to me. Do you want to move here? And she says, well, how do you know they're going to offer you? I said, I just know they're going to offer me the job. Do you want to move here? And she says, yeah, I like it. And so did I. And sure enough, Glenn Maley offered me the job. And then it was so late in the year that it was really difficult. It was impossible to sell the house. My wife and I were living in San Fernando Valley. So what happened was I ended up moving here. And I don't know if you remember Carol Carruth or not. Carol was the head of the fine arts department at that time, and he was also the one of the main music instructors. So he asked me if I wanted to stay with him, and I said I'd love to do it, because I've still got to find a house and all that stuff. So he allowed me to stay with him for 2 or 3 weeks until school started and until we found a house. I was a full-time faculty for 32 years. I retired in 2010, and I'm teaching part-time right now. For the first 2 years of college, I don't think you can have a better place to teach or a better place to work, and I don't think the students can get a better education.